Network Marketing 2.0, episode 068. For more trainings and free tools and free resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios today. On this episode, I'm going to share with you the number one of all network marketing tools for survival and success in the digital age. Now, I say survival because let me share a quick tip with you. There are going to be ups and downs in your business, okay? That's a fact. It's a given. There's no way around it. Now, if you make sure, if you put yourself in a position where you can survive the survival times, okay, the up and down times, the market shifts, you put yourself in that position, then, you know, success is inevitable. But if you don't prepare for rainy days, then you pretty much put yourself in a position to crash whenever there's a market shift. Something that most people don't pay attention to in the beginning of their career is market shifts. Market shifts do happen in any real business, okay? Do you know why? Because people change, okay? People evolve, okay? And people adapt. And in the middle of all that, you don't know exactly what can trigger a business to crash, or what can actually trigger you the opposite direction. So in the middle of some people crashing, some people are taking off, some people are becoming millionaires. So you just want to make sure you're positioned properly for such market shift. So there's a tool that I'm going to recommend that you must have. You know, I was watching yesterday, I was looking at one of the videos of I forgot his name. He's a financial guy on, let me see if I can actually look up his name really quickly. Dave Ramsey, I think. Yeah, I think it's Dave Ramsey. He's the financial guy on Fox Finance channel, okay, on TV. And essentially, he was, a person asked, do I need email marketing, okay? Somebody asked, do I need email marketing? And she was like, you know what? Anything you kind of dread that you don't want to do, you shouldn't do because you're going to suck at it anyway. And I kind of disagree. You know, I disagree. That is very true on the surface. That statement has a surface value truth. Yes, you shouldn't do anything you don't enjoy doing. But email marketing is not exactly what you do. It's a tool. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the idea of, hey, if you don't like using tools in your business, just stay away from it. No, everyone that I know that love what they do, they like to use the tools that help them get it done faster or easier. Okay, maybe an exception is an artist, right? So an artist may say, hey, I don't want to use computers, right? I just want to use my hand. But, you know, you got to stay in context here for a second. But if you're running a business, okay, the main purpose of a business, or let me say a primary thing that you need to focus on your business is profitability. And part of profitability is learning how to leverage your time, learning how to make the best use of your time. And making the best use of your time involves using the right tool. Okay, so when we say email marketing, it's not optional for a business in the digital age, okay? Facebook marketing is optional. Snapchat marketing is optional. Taking selfies, hoping you attract somebody into your business, is absolutely optional. Doing SEO, trying to rank your website on the pages of Google, or the top of Google for certain keywords, that thing is optional right there. PPC is optional, okay? Let me tell you something that's not optional. Email marketing is not optional. And the number one tool for email marketing is an autoresponder. An autoresponder is just another fancy name for a CRM. a customer or client relationship management software or tool, okay? Essentially, it's a way that you can build a community, build a tribe, and you can continue to give them value without asking for permission from Google, Facebook, or any online gods, okay? You just need to make sure that you maintain a good standing with your autoresponder, and then you can continue to communicate every day. So, for example, you probably came to this episode because you got an email that told you there's a new episode, right? And we're able to build a tribe. So I'm doing the same thing I'm telling you. So be clear. The number one of all tools that you need to survive in this digital age and ultimately inevitably become a success in your business is email marketing by way of an autoresponder. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.